Okay. Hop right into it. Astros. Hell. Fucking A, man. I don't want to do this. Man. Could we start over?
Yeah. I mean, go ahead. I'll cut out the front.
Cool. Astros, man. That meant a lot to a lot of people. I don't think people understand, like, you know, the TV can only show so much, but, and I realized that because when I went down there and I saw, like, what was the TV was showing, like, the devastation, and then what I was seeing, I mean, you know, it was seriously every single house in Rockport, Texas, and the TV wouldn't show that or anything, and it's, so that, that World Series, like, to the whole Coastal Bend and, like, Houston, who really got the, you know, flooding and everything, that meant a lot, man. So, I mean, that was really, like, emotional and awesome, just everything all around. It's, like, you know, I can't describe it because, you know, I can't describe, you know, the devastation that happened. But we'll move on from there. Today, what happened today? Call of Duty. You know, I'm glad Call of Duty finally got back to, like, history and stuff. Like, because, like, the zombies and everything, that was not, like, that wasn't real, you know? So, I couldn't get into it. I couldn't get my dick hard for it. And but now I might, you know? It was cool and fun and all until, you know, YP started recording his fucking stool scenes, like, right behind, like, and they had this big ass light, like, they were fucking Hollywood superstars, and it was shining right in our light, and they did that the like for at least 30 minutes, almost hurting my eyes, dude, and that kind of pissed me off. And then YP, you know, he was acting like he fucking his balls were fucking dragging the ground, dude. Like, come on, man, you came here as an outdoors man, and someone said, hey, you should probably film this, like, you know. You got lucky, bud. You got lucky. Let's face it. We all got lucky in a way, but you really got lucky. So let's not get it twisted here, all right? We all had to work really, really hard to get to where we're at. You know, you kind of, you got lucky. There's no other fucking way to say it, man. And, I mean, you're a good dude and all. We went to the strip club together, Plaxico Burress. But, you know, I, like, understand that, like, it, you know what, none of us are really that cool, and you know, you need a slice of humble pie, but, you know, and what else, fucking looking at my email right now, internships, man. You know, I hate getting these emails, because, like, you know, it's always just like, hey, you know, I'm so good at this, blah 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 blah. Dude, show me then, you know? Like, I don't care. And it always comes, like, you know, I don't give a fuck about your resume, you know? And, you know, people, like, connect to their LinkedIns and, like, you know, LinkedIn can suck my dick. Because where I come from, nobody has a LinkedIn. That doesn't mean they can't work in, you know, New York City and be really fucking good, like myself, at their job. Like, LinkedIn is the single root of why our society is becoming lazy, because people are busy, like, they're more focused about what's on paper, not what's behind people's eyes and how people think. And that's, you know, I nobody ever thought I would, you know, come from Bandera, like, nobody ever, hell, nobody ever, my best friend's never been, you know, out of Texas. Well, no, he went to New Mexico, he was in the oil field for a little bit, but that's besides the point. Like, you know, as long as you work hard, you know, that's fine. If you work hard, then why are you talking? Let your work speak for itself. Viceroy's are doing great. I mean, I was, Call of Duty, WW2, I don't know, man. Whatever, dude. What's up with you?
Not much.
Yeah, me either, dude. I'm broke as shit right now. And a fucking... Yeah, I'm probably going to go home after this one. Well, I don't know. I got to get a little bit more drunk, but I'll be back tomorrow, you know. I have to be here at like 10 o'clock every single Saturday. We work every single Saturday. Yeah. Fucking blows, dude.
Sucks.
I love college football, and now I have to fucking watch college football as a job. And like, once something that you love becomes your job, your feelings on it change, I think. You know, I mean, it's like too much of anything. It's a bad thing. I love college football. I love watching college football. But God damn it. I mean, you know what? I'll say this. Like, college football, the caliber of play is so much below what I thought it was. Because I've seen plays that, like, are just peewee, JV, YMCA bullshit.
Right.
You know? All right, it's 8:26 in New York, 5:26 on the West Coast. The weather for this weekend is supposed to be pretty cool. Well, like, pretty good, like, pretty, not like cool, like, I meant cool as in, like, good, like, not like cool as in cold. But hell, it could be cold, I don't fucking know. Anyways. Yeah. That's about it. I mean, I don't got nothing. I mean, I don't like doing this stuff. I realize how awkward I am.
That was fine.
I mean, but I don't know, man. Whatever. Looking around the room, Times Square. Times Square is, you know, Broadway? I went to a Broadway play a couple weeks ago. I thought that was one theater. Apparently Broadway is like someone says they went to Broadway. There's like multiple theaters. Yeah. It's just off Broadway. Street. Granted, the play was good, but I was like, oh, so this is Broadway. And then they were like, no, it's just like, there's another one. Like, what's the fucking point of calling it like... It's like saying I'm going to, you know, the Statue of Liberty, but, you know, there's millions of Statues of Liberties. Whatever, dude, I'm going to get drunk. Peace. I don't give a shit, man. Whatever.